Previously, I have audio recorded, "Yes, we love the planet," the introduction or viewpoint, and also the section titled "Being," a commencing script for the domain media. But now I would like to read the proposal by domain media through the domain group that was actually submitted to Explorations Program Canada Council. So some of this will be redundant, but I think it's very valuable to share how a proposal was composed. Introduction, viewpoint, September 1984, formulated by Z. Charnot. "Yes, we love the planet," a project title that could take the form of intimate exposition of the structures, the form, the substances of Earth only. It could simply show the intricacies and the dynamics of an eventful planet. But some may not understand what loving the planet means. They might be numb to its wonder. The scheme of Earth operates in all kinds of systems of light and darkness, wind and stillness, flood and drought, contrast upon contrast. Yet it also operates in the small, incremental, chromatic variations played out like musical scales of transformation, with an interplay between the contrasts and the chromatics. That whole scheme may never have been considered by many. Instead of simple exposition, we need to sometimes let the participant see a vicarious agent, an actor or inferred onlooker, enact the awe, the wonder, the insight, and finally the honoring, the reverence, the love of the planet. We need to do so with a skill that only signifies the response, then leaves the wonder there before the participant alone. In order for the participant to respond, can the participant accept and uphold the majesty of a cactus standing tall against a darkening sky in clear, dry air and cooling evening hours, and then be taken into the secrets of its nature, the perfectness of its form, the magnificence of its function? It is not a matter of pure exposition, looking at sunsets and listening to wind blowing through the leaves. This art, this synthesis of arts, the domain of Earth, the domain media, and this project, "Yes, we love the planet," is understanding the scheme of Earth, the cycles, the forces, the motions, structure after structure, pattern upon pattern, and presenting the scheme as it never has been witnessed before. We invite, we woo, we intrigue, we lay out the mystery, we play out the suspense. The clues are mingled, but fully presented. How does it happen? What did it? Can we understand? But there is no Sherlock Holmes. The participant is the detective. "Yes, we love the planet. Why?" Look, listen, feel, smell, taste. Even more. Think. Imagine. The organization that applied for assistance under the Explorations Program was the Domain Group, requiring assistance for 5 months, beginning January 1985. This is a very detailed application form. It required 3 appraisers, which are listed, and the person who was responsible for the organization. Now, on page 2 of this application, what is required is the description of the organization, copy of incorporation documents and charter, names of board members, information on funding, membership, and aims. Please include any previous Canada Council assistance received. And Z replied on behalf of the group, the domain group is seeking incorporation as a non-profit organization. Our barristers and solicitors are Smukler, Smukler, and Associates, 2221 Yonge Street, Suite 607, Toronto, Ontario, M4S 2B4, telephone 416-483-8600. They inform us that of the two names we have submitted, the ruling has so far been that the names are too general. We are attempting to learn how to satisfy this criticism and or how to appeal the decision. Please see the attached objects. If your organization's activities have been recognized in any way, please list and give details. The organization is new. Question number 12. What do you intend to do? How do you plan to go about it? Please see the attached descriptions in the prologue and preface, which describes the domain media in part. Please see our prior communication, dated May 29, 1984, and the application submitted earlier, which I do not have access to. What we intend to do. We intend to write scripts for the new trans-cinematic media. See the attached example in process, being. Make a storyboard. Make field audio recordings. Perform still photographic reconnaissance. Research the holophonic and Kunstkopf stereo systems for incorporation into the domain media. See accompanying articles. Research the IMAX system. Research anamorphic lens systems. Design a screen and or goggle projection system. Investigate the McLuhan work on reflected versus transmitted images on screens. Design the straddle Hydra chair. Design the chamber. Research synthesized music, such as that produced in Sonic Seasonings by the same people who composed and produced Switched on Bach. Write poetry, write lyrics, write music, with the Renaissance concepts of unity and depth of dimension. Design, engineer, and make models and diagrams. This entails use of word processing, photocopying, drawing equipment, audio recording, playing and editing equipment, including earphones, travel and viewing of IMAX films, listening to and possibly making holophonic and or Kunstkopf recordings, travel and time with Eric McLuhan and or Doubleday regarding the unpublished manuscripts, Viewmaster exploration, dielectric welding designs for pneumatic and hydraulic structures, the straddle high chair, Hydra chair. Investigate low-cost 16mm projectors of large number use in series with tougher film stock and anamorphic lens systems, perhaps making some super 16mm anamorphic cinematic films. How? Please see a proposed associated undertaking of one of the principals through the Integrated Studies Program on Semiology at the University of Waterloo, which is Z. Charnot with his resumes. Another principal completes her degree program at the University of Guelph in December, Rita Montgomery. Two other principals are Margaret Legg, a graduate with a music major who has also done graduate work and has extensive experience, and Ian DeVoy, a professional in the performing arts.